If you live in Austin long enough, you stop being surprised by the humidity. What might surprise you is that the same conditions making August feel like a sauna are also working on your home in the mild months, even in winter. This episode is your playbook for staying ahead of it. A quick note before we get started, this episode is narrated by an AI voice. All content is researched and reviewed by the human team at Mold Remediation Austin. Welcome to the Mold Remediation Austin podcast. I'm Chris Rogers. This is episode 4, the final episode in our homeowner series, and it's the one I hope you never need to come back to. Today we're covering mold prevention, specifically what it looks like in Austin, where the climate means this is a year-round job, not a seasonal one. By the end of this episode, you'll know where mold is most likely to show up in your home, which times of year to watch most closely, and the single biggest prevention move most Austin homeowners overlook. Let's get into it. Most mold prevention guides out there treat this like a seasonal problem. Watch out in summer. Relax in winter. Maybe check your basement after a big storm. Austin doesn't work that way. The city sits at a particular intersection of climate systems. Summer heat and Gulf moisture combine for the kind of humidity that makes any unventilated space a potential mold environment. Then, spring and fall bring significant rainfall after drier stretches. And even in winter, when humidity drops, cold warm swings, condensation, and rain events can catch homeowners off guard. Mold spores don't take a season off. They're in the air, on surfaces, and in the soil around your home all year. They need three things: a surface to land on, warmth, and moisture. Austin has all three in steady supply. Two periods deserve extra attention. Early spring is the first one. Austin's heaviest rainfall typically comes in March and April. After a drier winter, that moisture transition from cool to warm is exactly when mold gets active. Crawl spaces, foundations, and any poorly sealed areas of the building exterior are the spots to watch most closely. Summer is the second high alert period. High outdoor humidity drives moisture into any space that isn't properly conditioned or sealed. If your HVAC system has any weak spots, or if a room in your home is inconsistently cooled, summer is when you'll find out. The good news is that understanding these two windows gives you a practical calendar to work with. The rest of this episode builds that out. Before we get to the seasonal checklist, let's talk about where mold shows up most often in Austin homes. Knowing your highest risk areas makes everything else more actionable. Bathrooms and kitchens are the obvious ones. Steam, limited ventilation, and regular standing water create conditions mold loves. Pay attention to caulk lines, tile grout, under-sink cabinets, and the area behind your toilet. Crawl spaces and pier and beam foundations deserve specific attention here in Austin. A significant portion of the city's older housing stock, especially in neighborhoods like Hyde Park, Zilker, Clarksville, and Travis Heights, sits on pier and beam foundations with crawl space access underneath. Those crawl spaces are exposed to ground moisture year-round. Without a proper vapor barrier and adequate ventilation, they accumulate humidity steadily. If your home has a crawl space and you haven't had it inspected recently, put that on your list. Attics are another area that catches homeowners by surprise. Specifically, homes where bathroom exhaust fans vent into the attic instead of outside. This is a surprisingly common installation mistake. It routes humid air directly into an unconditioned space, and over time, it produces mold growth on roof decking and insulation that's completely invisible from below. Around windows and exterior doors, especially in older homes, degraded caulk and weather stripping let small amounts of water in. That moisture can work its way into a wall cavity where you'd never see it from the surface. And then there's the HVAC system, which gets its own segment because it earns one. Your air conditioning system does two jobs in Austin. It cools your home and it dehumidifies it. When it's working well, it's one of your best allies against mold. When it has a problem, it becomes one of your bigger risks. Two things go wrong most often. First is the condensate drain line. This is the line that routes the water your system pulls out of the air to the outside. It's prone to clogging, especially in systems that don't get regular maintenance. When it clogs, water backs up into the air handler or the surrounding space. You might not notice until you see water staining near a vent or catch a musty smell coming through the system. Second is the evaporator coil. This is the cold component that air passes over during cooling. Condensation forms on it continuously during normal operation, and that condensation is supposed to drain away cleanly. But if the coil accumulates dust and organic material, that's enough for mold to establish itself. From there, your air system is moving spores through every room in the house every time it runs. The straightforward fix here is regular maintenance. Have your system serviced at least once a year, ideally in the spring, before cooling season starts. Ask your technician to inspect the evaporator coil and confirm the condensate drain is clear. And stay on top of your air filter changes. A clogged filter restricts airflow and makes it harder for the system to manage humidity effectively. One more practical tool worth having, an indoor humidity monitor. They're inexpensive, and they give you a real-time read on the relative humidity in your home. The target is below 50%. If you're consistently sitting higher than that, either your AC isn't keeping up, or there's a moisture source somewhere that needs attention. Here's how to put everything together into a simple calendar. In spring, March through May, this is your high alert window. If your home has a crawl space, inspect it in March. Look for standing water, check the vapor barrier, and note any areas of visible moisture or staining. Get your HVAC serviced before the heat arrives. After any significant rainfall, walk the perimeter of your home and look for water pooling near the foundation. In summer, June through September, the job is active management. Run your AC consistently. Mold loves a house that sits warm and unventilated during a vacation week, so if you're away for a stretch, leave the AC running, set around 78 to 80 degrees. Check your humidity monitor periodically. If your bathrooms have exhaust fans, make sure they're actually venting outside and doing their job. In fall, October through November, this is your wind-down check. Walk through your hot spots before the weather cools. Look under sinks, around windows, and in any areas that gave you humidity concerns over the summer. It's also a good time to look at your attic ventilation before winter. In winter, December through February, the risk is lower, but it's not zero. Watch for condensation on windows during cold snaps. Any areas of your home that aren't consistently climate controlled, like a garage, screened porch, or storage room, are worth checking after a prolonged wet stretch. That's your year. Two high alert windows, two lower risk seasons, and a few quick checks that keep you well ahead of the problem. Here's the short version. Austin's humidity doesn't take a season off, and your prevention routine shouldn't either. Watch spring and summer most closely. Know your hot spots, crawl spaces if you have them, your HVAC system especially, bathrooms, attics, and around your windows and doors. Get your AC serviced every spring. Keep your indoor humidity below 50%. And set a quick reminder to check the high-risk areas at each season change. This is the last episode in the series, and it's the one that closes the loop. If you've listened from the beginning, you now have the full picture. What to do in the first 48 hours. How to think clearly about what you're actually dealing with. What to expect from a professional remediation and how to recognize good work. And how to stay ahead of it from here. If mold does show up, the team at Mold Remediation Austin is here. Fast response. Honest assessment. No upsell. You can reach us at moldremediationaustin.com. Thanks for listening.